Blog Talk Radio.
You don't know what I've been through.
Don't know what I've been through.
Let me share my story with you.
Yeah.
All the things that he brought me through.
Uh-huh.
Stormy days and my rainy days.
Yes, yes, yes.
You don't know.
You don't know.
The tears I've cried. The things I've kept bottled up inside. Trying my best to be strong. Waiting on God. You don't know what I had to endure. And you wonder why I'm so sure. Cause my brother never lets me down. He's always around, even when I can't see. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You don't know how many times I pray. All falling over, but my situation did change. Never changed, but just when I felt like it was the end. You came and you did it again.
Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They stopped helping.
goes out to Evangelist Sharon.
You got your dreams and you got your prayers and got your God. He will take you home. Everybody has a season. And I believe this one. Work your way in this one.
Mary, you're going to get, God wants you to have your blessing, and he's given it to us, so we have to receive it. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, broadcasting today from Stone Mountain Park. I decree and declare that Jesus is Lord over this place. Hallelujah. I bind up anything that don't agree with the fact that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. We're so happy to be broadcasting from Summit Park. Happy that you all that was able to join with us today. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into the lesson. I want to make sure that everybody is hearing me. I gotta have this thing touched up. Then we're gonna have a word of prayer. Okay. Y'all just stay along with me here for a second. I'm trying to get it fired up. Hallelujah. Everything gives thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. So we come thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you for the word, because it's in the word, and have declared in the word what we are and whose we are. And that's pretty much what I want to talk about today, as who we are and what we are. Hallelujah. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity to broadcast your word, to tell a download, that Jesus is Lord and that Jesus is still saving. And he's still seeking those that are lost. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that somebody today is going to get saved and depart. Don't know who it is, but somebody is going to commit their life to Christ today. I'm believing for it. I'm trusting for it. Then, Father, I thank you that the word will go forward today. No matter what, it will go forward. Now, we ask these and all blessings in Christ's name and for his sake we pray. And everybody agreed with this prayer. They said amen and amen. Hallelujah. Talking about identity and that you identify with the Word of God. When I think about independence, it is your right. That gave us the independence to, and this is Independence Day. We have independence that so many wish they had. The right to declare and decree what the word of God says about us. On yesterday, we talked about, and let me just, because very people comprehend this, what I'm talking about this week, because they go, yeah, that's the word. Well, you gonna miss? You got to stop and meditate on the word of God and ask God to give you the revelation here. We talked about Jesus identified with the word. We must identify with Peter. You get born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word. Being born again put you in the same class with God, because God is the Word. How I know that? Let me show y'all this. You know, you have to know and identify with the Word of God. The Bible said, and I just a moment ago, get born by the Word, according to 1 Peter. In John, when it says, in the beginning. So, in our beginning, it has to be present in the Word of God. Everything. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God, and the Word was God. Thing was the beginning is God. All things made by Him. Without Him, without Him was not anything made that had been made. In Him was life, and it was the light of men. Our life was in the Word. I want y'all to pay close attention to this, because you're in the Word of God, and you are God, because God is Word, and you got one by the Word of God, which is God's Word. That puts you in God's class. You're God kind of person. You're spiritual, because that word made you God. That's why this is so important, brothers and sisters. Now, comprehend this. You are like the Word. That makes you part of the Word. So he said, in John 15, he said, you abide in the Word. The Word abide in you. You live in the Word. You live in you. He said, you can ask anything. But here's the thing. If you begin to give in the Word, and the Word begins to give in you, that's God, you become what the Word is. So, I gave you all an example yesterday in Galatians 2:20. To kill I've been crucified with Christ. He lives in me, and the life we now live, I live in the Son of God, and gave up
partook of what he did for us. So, yeah, spiritually speaking, we're crucified along with him, and we died with him. We were buried with him. We were alive with him. We were raised up together with him. And we're seated at the right hand of God. We were seated in the heavenly in him, bless God. Hallelujah. So I just remind you all that Ephesians 2 speaks of us. But God, who is rich in mercy, now think about that. God got all the mercy. He can have mercy on who he wants to. He can save who he wants to. He can bless who he wants to. He can denounce who he wants to. For this, you order that. You make no arrangements. When you rich like this, give commands, you give orders because you're rich. God, the Bible says he's rich in mercy. So mercy shall follow you all the day of life. That's how rich it is. It's for everybody, every one of us. Got enough mercy for each and every one of us. What happened to that, man? I got my own account when it comes to mercy. Because he rich in it. He tons of it. Awesome, man. So, the Bible says he is rich in mercy. Listen to brothers, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead, in trespass, made us alive together with Christ. And by grace, you have been saved. See, I wish I could see that mercy and grace. I keep in. It works with each other. You know, it makes it happen. Flour and yeast in flour. It makes it happen. God put a mercy there and a little grace there. And that's where we are now. That's why we are who we are. The Bible says he made us to sit together in places in Christ Jesus. Blood. It's yours. Mine. 2 Corinthians 5:15 assure us. This is our assurance. This is our guarantee. That if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Now, I want y'all to hear this. Old things are passed away. It don't exist anymore. How about that? See, when something passed away, it doesn't exist anymore. Old things are passed away. It's gone. Bye-bye. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. So becoming a new creature, to illustrate the reality of this, the best thing I can show you is that this, when you get born again by the word of God, your DNA changed. Did y'all hear that? I told you God is the word. You get born by the word. You got a new DNA, man. Don't make me get one of these nurses to explain what your DNA is. See? I got folks in here who can explain that. So if you understand it in the flesh, you're going to understand it in the spirit. God then gave us everything. There's nothing else left. He have given us his DNA. What an awesome gift. Hallelujah. So imagine what happens spiritually. When you make Jesus Lord of your life, you are transformed being a new creature in Christ. And think about it, who donated, who did they blood? who donated this great sacrifice. That was Christ, man. So it becomes reality time no matter what. You know what? Let me say this. Because, see, when we get transformed, some of us have taken it granted. But listen, brothers and sisters, that was a miracle. That God said, you know what? I don't care about your sin. I got mercy can take care. See, we're the ones that put the emphasis on sin, not God. God put emphasis on righteousness. He put emphasis on his word, that we become like his word in the word of God, and never, and you never, ever forget who you are, whose you are. That's the life that God expects for us to live in. That is it right there, man. We are. And somebody may ask why. Well, why would I say that? For this reason. Imagine if the peace this would bring is possible if we will go to God and find our identity in him. In fact, one of the best ways to discover and study our identification is Christ is to read. I said yesterday. To read all of it in him, in Christ, in the beloved. When we'll get hold to that vision and begin to highlight it and make part. You know what? For the next, I'm going to say for the next 40 days, find scriptures. And you can do it according in Christ. And that's going to be a change of life like never had. That's deliverance. I'm going to make that change. That, you know what? For the next 40 days, I'm going to identify the word of God. It's your right to be transformed. That's your right. Fine with God now. I just love it, man. So you did Romans 10:9-10. It shows us that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God is raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For it's with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and it's with the mouth confession is unto salvation. I'm going to ask great we shall read that out of the Message Bible. That's, I hope she can hear me. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Oh, okay, I got wrong.
Okay, Pastor. Romans 10, 9. Yeah. Send the message. Ten. And good afternoon, everyone. The word faith is right here, as near as the tongue in your mouth, as close as the heart in your chest. It's the word of faith that welcomes God to go to work and set things right for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Too much faster. Thank you for joining us. Thank you so much. All of you guys, Brother Robinson, sister, I want to say that Sister Sharon, and I want to say that Sister Renee, and there's a couple others on who they are. It looks like it may be Sister William. But anyway, I don't lose thought. Here's my question, brothers and sisters. When I tell you to identify with what the Word of God says, who better to get into agreement with God? Who's better to get into agreement with God than you? Who's better? You're suited for it. You were built to be on one accord with God.
Mm-hmm.
He won't tell you that. Well, I want you to know today, you were built to be on one accord with God. You was made like that, so you can be on one accord with him. We were never made to be on the one accord with the devil. We got tricked, and then some of us did. I'm going to get into that. I just want you to know that you are built to agree with God and be on his, have his kind of love, his kind of mind, sound doctrine. You are built to be on one accord with him. And I'm going to go to Ephesians 1:17-23. Uh-oh. And what's got there? I was going to give a whole lot of I'm in him and he's in us. So you in the Word of God that you're in Christ and you're in him and in whom. But I'm going to ask Pastor Cherie Ephesians 1:17-23. Are you hearing me, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. You said Ephesians 1:17-21, Pastor?
23, Ephesians 1:17-23.
Okay, thank you. Reading from the King James. That the God of our Lord, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Amen.
Amen, amen. I want to say this as I close, and if anybody have any questions, but let me tell you, I'm going to leave off here and we'll pick it up tomorrow, hopefully right here. But I'm going to leave this with you.
if you want all the in him, if you want all the in Christ, if you want all the in whom, this scripture, read it to come alive for you. Then take Ephesians 1, pray, and pray if it ever, every day. Pray it. See, prayer really comes from making the declaration of faith based on the very word of God. I thank y'all so much. Anybody have any, and we'll pick that up tomorrow right there. Hallelujah. Unless the spirit say different now. You know, I'm subject to the spirit of God. You say, change it, no problem. But anybody have anything they want to share? Anybody? Anyone? Hallelujah. Well, hey, thank you all so much for being a part of this broadcast on Independence Day. May God bless you.